So our fix and flip loan, I mentioned before, this is an asset-based loan. It is priced, though, on the risk profile. So with 6 years of lending and over 1,500 loans under our belt, I can tell you there are really five things that make a loan risky for a lender. Only five. And they are very easy to look at. They are very easy for us to judge. And we use two of them in judging how risky a loan is. So when somebody applies for our loans, we're going to categorize them as an A, B, or C client. Okay. And whether you fall in A, B, or C is going to be dependent on your credit score and your cash on hand. Now, if you have so-so credit, you still can get the loan, but it is a more risky loan to us, which means we are going to charge a little more for it. Does that make sense? Makes total sense, right? I would rather have it priced where if I have so-so credit, I can still get the loan. I'm willing to pay more. I still want to do the deal. And then eventually, as I get my credit cleaned up, I can work my way up the ladder to cheaper and cheaper money. That makes sense to us. So we're not a one-size-fits-all. We're a come, let us see what you look like, and we'll tell you where you fit in. And hopefully, as you work through the ladder of real estate success, you can get yourself into less and less and less expensive money. If you've got great credit, that's the other beauty. We started out with only one product 6 years ago, and that was a fix and flip loan that you didn't need any credit for. It was, we don't even have the product now. It would be considered a D product. And we took everybody that nobody else would fund. That's basically what we started out with. For 3 years, that was our only loan product. We still will do those loans, but we understand that the less risk, the less we have to charge. So our fix and flip loan for an A client starts at 9.9% interest. A lot of hard money lenders will charge 13% for that. Now, we'll charge 13% if you're a C client, right? If you've got bad credit and you don't have a lot of money in the bank and this and that, you know, maybe you're risky enough that we would charge 13. But if you're not that risky, why wouldn't we give you a break? And we do. So if you've got great credit, we've got loans for you. If you've got not so great a credit, we got loans for you. Anybody with a credit score of 600 or better, we've got something that can cover you if that deal makes sense. Our rental loans. This is one of our hottest items right now. We offer four different varieties for long-term holds. The first one is a five-year fixed rate loan on a 20-year amortization. Now, why would you want a five-year loan? It has a balloon at the end of 5 years. You got to pay it off. Well, this might make sense if you wanted to buy a property and you know you only want to hold it 3 or 4 years. The rate on this is the lowest rate we have of all of our loans. So if I know I'm not going to hold this property more than 4 or 5 years, I would use that product and get the cheapest rate there is. It's a fixed rate for 5 years. So that will not work on something you plan to hold for 30 years, but for something you plan to hold for a few, it works great. We also have a 20-year adjustable rate mortgage on a 20-year AM. Why would you want to do this loan? Well, maybe you want to get it paid off faster. So it's a 20-year AM, and you're not worried about cash flow. You just want to get this thing paid off, because once it's paid off, your cash flow will go through the roof. This would be a good option for you. We have a 30-year ARM on a 30-year AM. That particular loan would be good if you want more cash flow. If your goal is to stack up 20 or 30 rental houses and have the most monthly positive cash flow you can, that would be the perfect product for you. And then we have a really odd one, and I've got another slide on it, and that is our 20-year fixed rate loan on a 20-year AM. A lot of our rental guys use that because they love the fact that it's a fixed rate. And I think it makes sense. I use it a lot too in my own portfolio, because if you think about where interest rates are today, where are they? They're at historic lows, right? And if you are sitting at a historic low, where do you think the next movement will be? Up, right? So a lot of guys don't like the ARMs. They don't want an adjustable rate. They want to lock it in now while rates are low, and they don't ever have to worry about it for the next 20 years. We have that option. The rate is a little higher on that because we're taking a risk that rates go up and we can't raise it on you, right? Because it's fixed. So the rates are a little higher on that. But if you're worried about rates going up, that's a perfect option for you. The other neat thing about that 20-year fixed rate loan is on the next slide. I'll keep you in suspense for just a minute on that. So with all four of these options, you get to pick the one that suits your exit strategy and your cash flow goals the best. Everybody's different. I hate one-size-fits-all loans. I just hate that because investors are not one size fits all. What I'm trying to do with my portfolio, the next guy or gal might be trying to do something totally different. On all of these loans, our minimum requirements, and I've just put this on here because everybody asks, what is your minimum requirements? Is a 600 credit score, just like the fix and flip loan, and a minimum debt service coverage ratio of 1.15 for the A client, 1.25 for the B client, and 1.35 for the C client. And these are just the basic requirements in order to qualify for the loan. Now, for those of you that don't know what debt service coverage ratio is, that may be a term that is new to you, particularly if you are not in the rental space yet. Let me go ahead and I've got a few extra minutes here. So let me go ahead and cover that. Debt service coverage ratio. All this means is how much money in rents would your house, and we'll just use single families for a minute, would your house have to bring in rent per month to cover the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, the PITI, and the HOA fees, if there are any that apply to that house? So you would take a look at that, and if your principal, interest, and taxes, and insurance added up to $1,000 per month, and HOA fees, if they apply, added up to $1,000 a month, and you're an A client, and that house is rented out for $1,150 or more, you are covered. That is 1.15% DSCR. Now, if you're a B client, that means your credit isn't quite as good and you don't have quite as much money in the bank. We're going to require that DSCR to be 1.25. So if your principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA fees are $1,000 a month, you would need to bring in $1,250 a month in rents in order to cover that. And then a C client, which has a little bit more challenges to them financially, I'm going to want that deal to cash flow a little stronger for them so that we make sure that you don't ever get yourself into a challenge that you can't pay the payments with. That's why the DSCR is there. It is actually there to protect you so that you don't get into a deal that doesn't cash flow enough to make sense as a rental property for you. Okay. So if you see DSCR with us or any other lender for that matter, you now know what that means. And it's a real good gauge that if you don't hit a lender's DSCR numbers, you don't want it as a rental property. That's just a really good rule. Kind of like the rule, if the hard money lender says no to your flip, you probably don't want to do that flip. Because trust me, we are in the money of, we are in the business of putting money on the street. We want to lend money. So if there is a reason that we see that we don't want to lend on a particular deal, you really should want to heed that warning and probably walk the other way. All right, so let's talk about that 20-year fixed rate loan that was on the other slide. And I told you that it was very unique. And this is the loan that I invented 5 years ago that I am proudest of. This is a loan that we call the wrappable loan. Now, what do I mean by wrappable? It's funny because when I type that, my spell check tells me there isn't even a word wrappable. Apparently, we're making up a word here. And I have to always tell spell check it's okay. I know what the word means. What it means is that you can use this as your underlying financing on a house that you have bought and you want to use to owner finance to the next buyer borrower. Does that make sense? So this is neat as heck. Let me walk through this, because what it means is that you can wrap our loan without paying it off. And we're cool with it because we understand the owner finance model. I have 20 or 30 of them in my portfolio. We buy owner finance notes all the time as an investment. So why would I be afraid of you using our loan and wrapping it to an owner finance buyer? I wouldn't. I'm not afraid of that at all. In fact, I feel it because I understand real estate and I'm not a banker. I understand this stuff. I feel that it gives me even more safety than you just putting a tenant in it. I love you to take my deal and wrap that loan. Makes total sense to me. And the way we did that is there is no due on sale clause in our wrappable loan. We know that you're going to wrap it and we're cool with it. We want you to. Okay. Now, there are a couple of stipulations on it. Like everything, the reason banks don't do it is because they don't understand it. I understand it. Here's what I understand. If you are going to do the owner finance model, you have to, because you are becoming a lender. In the eyes of the government, when you owner finance a property, particularly an owner-occupant property, to an owner-occupant buyer, that loan in most states, and I don't know of any that it wouldn't, is going to be considered a consumer loan. That is a very key distinction. See, the loan I give you for a fix and flip or a rental, in most states, in fact, in all states that we lend in, it is not considered a consumer loan. It's considered a commercial loan, even if it's on a single family house, because it is a commercial use loan. And we make you sign in our document package that you are not going to live in that house. You have no intentions of living in that house. And if you do live in that house, then it is a default on our loan, because we want to make sure we are not doing consumer loans. Why? Because consumer loans have a different set of rules. Okay, there's four of them in particular, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving you any legal advice here. But as a real estate investor, what I have learned along the way is that there are four sets of rules, regulations, or laws that we have to comply with when doing a consumer loan. One is RESPA. The next one is TILA. The next one is Dodd-Frank. And the third one would be SAFE Act. Now, I do not stand here and pretend that I know how to comply with any of them. In fact, I'll tell you, I don't. I know that there are so many different disclosures and that the disclosures have to go to the borrower in specific timelines. It's a mess. I could not possibly, and nor do I want to learn all that. What I do know is I can call a residential mortgage loan originator, an RMLO, in my area, and I can say, hey, Leanna, I've got a house I'm going to owner finance, and I've found a potential buyer. Will you do all the stuff to make it compliant? And she does all the stuff to make it compliant. Okay. What is the stuff? I don't know. It's all the disclosures. It's checking the credit. It's getting their pay stubs. It's getting their tax return, whatever it is that they do to make it compliant. I don't pretend to know, and I don't need to know, because I've got somebody that can do it. Now, the cost of that, Leanna charges $1,000 to do that. And I don't want to pay $1,000. Well, I don't have to. I'm originating a loan from my buyer. The buyer is going to pay that. I'm going to put that on the HUD or on the closing statement, on the CD in this case, because it's a consumer loan, as a cost to the borrower, not to me. It's not my fault that they need a loan, right? If they pay cash, they don't have to pay that. I have never, ever had a buyer borrower balk at that. They understand there's going to be a certain amount of closing costs associated with the purchase of this house and the financing that goes with it. Check with an attorney or an RMLO or both in your state. Every state is different. I can't stress that enough. But using a residential mortgage loan originator to originate your consumer loans, if you're going to do the owner finance model, makes total sense. It just makes total sense. The second thing, and by the way, in our wrappable loan, there are requirements that if you are going to wrap it, you must use a licensed originator to originate it. If you don't want to do that, then don't use our wrappable loan. If you did that, and you would be in default, because we want to keep you safe. We want to keep you out of potential lawsuits and all sorts of government BS that you just don't need to deal with. The second thing that we require if you're going to wrap our loan is that you use a third-party servicing company to service the loan once you've wrapped it. Just like all the requirements on writing the consumer loan, there are also an equal number of requirements in servicing a consumer loan. Again, the loans we write at Loan Source, not a problem. They're not consumer loans. But the ones that I write to my buyers in my houses, I definitely have to use a third-party servicer because I don't know how to properly service a loan. If somebody's behind on their payments, what am I allowed to do? There are certain things you are allowed to do, certain things you are not. And each state, again, has their licensing regime. It's really becoming more and more nationalized with the implementation in 2010, I believe it was, of the national loan originator licensing regimen. So these things are becoming more and more not as state specific as they were certainly prior to that, but still check with the lawyers in your state to make sure that you're on solid ground there. I love the owner finance model as a real estate investor. That's why I wanted to create a loan product that would support those guys and gals in our industry that wanted to do the owner finance model in their portfolios. So I'm very proud of that product. As far as I know, I don't know of another one in the country. A very good friend of mine, Mitch Steven out of Austin, Texas, teaches all over the country. If you want to learn more about, I'll give a shout out to Mitch. I don't get anything for it, but he's a hell of a good guy and a good friend of mine. Mitch, when he speaks, he tells people all the time, I wish I knew of another loan like Tom's for the owner finance model, but I don't. And I've heard him say that publicly. So, this is a fantastic opportunity. Again, you know, I keep harping on the same thing, but most lenders just don't understand real estate investing. They're like, what do you mean you want to sell it without paying off my loan? Heck no. You know, we're not going to let you do that. But we understand it and we're cool with it. Okay, the last loan I want to talk about, and then we'll open it up to a lot of questions, hopefully, if we've got some in the chat. Is our commercial development and redevelopment loan. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I know most people on the call are probably not in the commercial space yet. But, if you're in real estate long enough, you'll have opportunities that will pop up that will be in the commercial space. And we love those types of loans. We did just this couple of last years. This is a list of some of the different crazy commercial development and redevelopment deals we did. We did a reposition of a commercial mixed use in North Carolina. It's actually right beside one of the big NASCAR tracks. And a guy wanted to completely renovate it and redevelop it and put in a couple of different businesses. And that project has just turned out phenomenal. One of our very first one actually was repurposing of a country club in Galveston County, Texas. And the guy came in there with bulldozers, bulldozed all the country club out, put in new ponds, put in new streets, put in all new infrastructure under the ground, and built a 47 waterfront lot subdivision. It was a really crazy deal, but it was so fascinating to watch that thing done. And we lent all the money on that project. Another client took an old brewery complex that had been vacant since 1984 on Galveston Island in Texas, and he replatted it into four different plats, one for each building on the complex, and made it into all sorts of mixed use. One of them is a cruise terminal parking lot undercover. Another one is a six-story climate-controlled, hurricane-resistant self-storage facility. Another one got demolished and is a real nice parking lot. And then the 11-story tower is currently being renovated into a 98-room boutique hotel that will be branded as a Wyndham hotel. So we do some really cool redevelopment or ground-up development projects as well. I'm not going to go through all of these. You can see some of the different ones that we've done. But if you run across one, shoot us an email. We'd love to take a look at yours. Obviously, with these larger deals, we have to work with people who have done these types of things before and are capitalized enough that if they get a little bit sideways, they're not going to lose the whole deal. But there are opportunities in the commercial space for us to work with you as well. Our motto is this: if it makes sense, we want to fund it. I know that sounds oversimplified, but we don't have the constraints that most lenders have. We just don't. If we like the deal, we can fund it because we are funded with 100% private capital. So if there's an opportunity for us to work with you, we would love to. And let us help you scale your business to the next level. A lot of times people get into real estate, they'll start out with a hard money guy. Maybe they'll move to private money for a while. But ultimately, you need, if you're going to scale this thing, you need virtually unlimited funds, and you need the structure flexibility to do all the different types of cool deals that we as real estate lenders find out there. If you are a unique volume borrower, it could even make sense for us to build special products for you based on your business model. I have actually done that in the past for a couple of high volume guys that have worked out really well. So obviously it would have to make sense for both parties. But again, if it makes sense, we want to fund it for you.